Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. Can you have your seat? Matthew 19:26. Let's pray with that quickly. Matthew 19:26. To break every chain. Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things. Can we read together? Let's go. And Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things. The translation that was there before you changed it to this. What was there before you changed it to this? No, this was not what was there. Jesus looked at them intently. Okay. And Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, are you not grateful that what is humanly impossible is possible with God? Is there anywhere they have told you is impossible? This cannot be done. Let's undo this morning. Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, all things. Can we lift our hands and decree, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Anything that any human being, any person, any principality, any power has told me is impossible, I come into your presence and I ask that you make them possible. Can we pray? I come into your presence and I ask that you make them possible. Everything humanly speaking, impossible. Men have told me, impossible, impossible. Authorities have told me it is impossible. I come into your presence today and I ask that you make them possible. Arise, 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 and make them possible. Make them possible. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Human beings operate in the natural realm. God operates in the supernatural realm. And so, since we are created in the image of God, and God has given us divinity for our humanity, we are operating in the supernatural level. So, what men say are naturally impossible, we don't say that with them. We move to the supernatural realm and decree that they are possible. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand? The laws of the heavenly places is different from the laws of the natural places. When they say it is impossible, there is nothing impossible in heaven. There is nothing that God cannot do. Just a few things that God cannot do. Do you know? God cannot change. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. Those are the things He cannot do. There is no impossibility in the spirit realm where you are seated in heavenly places, far above. There is nothing called impossible. It is human being that say, that speak and say it is impossible. But we have the Spirit of God. And by that Spirit we confess and we speak things that are not as if they are, and they come to pass. For the child of God, there's nothing called impossible. The only thing the child of God is told impossible is sin. Don't do that. You are a child of God. Why will you be sinning? Why will you not live righteously? Why will you not live holy? You are supernatural. You can't be fighting people. You can't be keeping malice. You can't be bitter. You are a child of God. How they know you is love. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Not when you speak in tongues. When you love one another. Love must never be difficult for you. Let's come back to where we are. What men say is humanly impossible. Oh Lord, do for me in this month of February, in the name of Jesus, everything, anything that I've been told is impossible to achieve, impossible to be done. Anything I've been told, my spouse has been told, is impossible. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things. All things. All things are possible. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you understand timing, your life will be easy. There are time and season for everything. If they say some things are impossible, it is time. It is time. When the time is right, it is possible. We are in February, Abby. We can't be looking for mango now. But I think it's around the corner. Around November, you can't be looking for mango. But you can get mango because some people have stored mango somewhere. When it is the right season, there is no impossibility. It's when your time has not come that they say it's impossible. But when the time is right and the season is right, and he gave it to the children of Issachar to understand the times and easy season and what Israel should do per time. Listen, there is nothing impossible. It is a season. And by supernatural, we change the season. Have you not seen dry season farming? It's in Nigeria that they don't farm in dry season. All over the world, they farm in dry season. What did they do? They brought irrigation. Listen. When there was famine in the land, and Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, what did God ask him to do? God asked him to dwell in the land. And what did he do? He dug wells. He dug wells. And started plantation, mechanized farming. Not waiting for the rain. Rain was not falling. Does not mean water is not in the ground. It is what people see that they think about. You are not operating by rainy season or your own. There is well. There is irrigation. There is nothing impossible for you. Humanly speaking, it is impossible. But you are no longer at the level of humanly speaking. You are supernatural. Are we here? Lift your two hands up. Nothing is impossible for these hands to accomplish. Nothing is impossible for these hands to achieve. Nothing is impossible for these hands to carry. Nothing is impossible for these hands to be blessed with. Nothing is impossible. Humanly speaking, it might look impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Can we pray differently? Say, to God with whom all things are possible, remember me in this part of my life, in this issue. Can we pray? Lord, with you, all things are possible. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. With God, all things. With you, all things are possible. Oh Lord, remember me. With you, all things are possible. Remember me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, some of you have prayed and prayed and prayed in the past. You know, when we pray, it's like water, the cloud gathering. When they are full, the rain will come down. You need to know that some of you, your cloud is full and your rain is coming down. In the name of Jesus. Not by the prayers of today, but the prayers you have prayed and prayed and forgotten. Some of them you have forgotten them. You are walking into the fullness of answered prayers in this season. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible with God. Let God do great and mighty things for you and with you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Last week, we started learning the fact that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. This morning, I want to speak about 8 things
that soldiers, between 7 and 18, that soldiers know. Soldiers in the army know. Number one, soldiers in the army of the Lord understand their mission. Revelation 11, 15. Let's go. Revelation 11, 15. Every soldier understands his mission. If you don't understand the mission, you are wasting your time. Every soldier has an understanding of the mission. Every soldier has an understanding of why he is called. Revelation 11, 15. The seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever." What is the mission? The mission is that wherever we are, the kingdom of that place must come and become the kingdom of our Lord, and God must reign and Christ must rule there forever. So the mission for every believer is one. It is said in various ways. Go into the world and make disciples. You are making disciples for the kingdom. As the Father has sent me, so send I is the kingdom. As you go, preach. What do we preach? The kingdom of God. It has hand. Heal. Deliver. Raise the dead. All is the kingdom. Listen. Wherever you are, God is interested is that you turn that place to God's kingdom. Starting from your life. So the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his family. So the kingdom of Aribike, his family, has become the kingdom of God and of his Christ. So when people come to my family, look at my children, look at my spouse, they must be able to see and say, "Ah, God is really here. Jesus is here." That's why he gave you that job. That man you met, that's why he gave you that money. Everything he does for a Christian is for this verse, that the kingdom of the world may become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and God must rule forever. So get that and get that straight. That promotion is not for that money. That promotion is for the kingdom. That appointment is for the kingdom. That transfer is for the kingdom. That they might know Jesus. That career, that job, that money is for the kingdom. So soldiers understand the mission, and everything is for the mission. It can be tagged anything. Lafia Dole, scorpion dance, snake spitting, operation, whatever. Whatever it is called, there's a mission. And every soldier understands the mission. Till you die, till your grandchildren comes, great-grandchildren come, if Jesus tarry, the message, the mission still remains the same. He wants your place of work to be godly. He wants you to influence that place. That is a mission. That's why you became a director. That's why you will make a director. That's why the opportunity is opening up. Not for people to know that you are an iron lady and you make life difficult and unbearable for everybody. Is that they might see Jesus at that place. Every opportunity is for Christ to be known and Christ to be seen. That is the mission. Now, if we understand the mission, every soldier understands the mission. Therefore, every soldier is courageous. It takes courage to bring the mission to pass. So, number two, every soldier is courageous. Deuteronomy 20, 1 to 3. Deuteronomy 20, 1 to 3. Deuteronomy 20, 1 to 3. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, can we read together? You shall not. Can I say it again? You shall not be. Can you say it again? Let me say. Let me hear. You shall not. You belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Lions are not afraid. When you face anything in life, stop behaving as if you are part of super story. And you know, I wanted to do the thing, but I know if you do it well. I've stopped acting. I'm no longer in drama. I would have just dramatize it for you. You are not a Nollywood actor. You are of the kingdom. You are a soldier. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Let's look at verse 2 quickly, sir. When you draw near to the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people. So, you know, every week is like a battle. So, you are drawing near to the battle of next week. So, I have come as a priest to give you instruction. So, the priest will come, verse 3, and speak to the people and say to them, hear, O TCI, Citadel of Impact, New Estate Abidjan, hear. Today, you are drawing near for the battle of next week, of this week, against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread. Leave it in verse 3. Listen, that is the instruction for you per day, per week. Don't be faint-hearted. Fear not. Do not panic. Panic is the reign of the devil. Don't have any anxiety attack. Don't have any panic attack. You belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion is by your side. When you are afraid, you have lost 50% of the battle. When you are courageous, you have won 90% of the battle. You need courage. Courage is the ability to face or deal with a difficult situation or a dangerous situation. Franklin P. Jones gave his definition of courage that I like. He says, courage is the ability not to let people know how scared you are on the inside. Yoruba people say, when a child gets to the place of fear, fear go catch her. But you know, even fear, when fear, they catch commander. Commander know they behave as if they say, straight match, forward match, let's go there, we can win. We are able to go up and take them. But it's not that he's not afraid. It is that courage makes you to speak the right words, even when you are afraid. That is courage. Courage is knowing that the lion of the tribe of Judah is ahead of you. Have you heard this analogy before in leadership training? People use it a lot of time and say, which one army will you belong to? An army of sheep led by a lion or an army of lions led by a sheep? Which one will you choose? A leader, no matter how strong you are, no matter how knowledgeable you are, a leader can kill everything in you. You can be a sheep. If you have a lion leading you, you cannot fail. And in truth, we are called the sheep of his pasture, and our leader is a lion of the tribe of Judah, and we are doing strong. If a sheep is leading lions, he will turn the lion to a sheep. If a lion is leading a sheep, he will turn the sheep into a lion. Who is leading you? And the one leading you is saying, be strong and be courageous. Deuteronomy, Joshua 1, 6 and 7. Joshua 1, 6 and 7. Okay, leave it. Okay, let me read this. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land that has swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only after saying be strong and courageous, he came again and said, well, only, if you look at Philippians 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, the same thing here. Be strong and be courageous. Only be strong and be courageous. And remember, courage is what? So, what did Franklin P. Jones say? Courage is ability not to let people know how scared you are in the inside. So, if you have stayed in Lagos before and people are fighting about he's trying to cover how scared he is inside. If you go to a house and the dog is barking, jumping up, the dog is telling you, I am afraid. Barking of a dog is a sense of being afraid. Be courageous. Let me tell somebody, be courageous.
Go back to verse 8 of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. Deuteronomy 20, verse 8. Deuteronomy 20, verse 8. And we move on. And the officers shall speak for that to the people and say, when they are going to battle, let's read together. Is there any man who is fearful and faint-hearted? Another one. Let's go. Let him do what? Let him go back to his house. Lest he make the heart of his fellows met like his own. Fear is contagious. You can never achieve any great thing in life when your friends are fearful people. In fact, they will make everything impossible. They will make every impossible thing, every possible thing impossible. Do you know that there are many people that make many things complex? Simple things, they make it complex. I see my own calling to make every complex thing easy for people to understand. Some people, no matter how positive the thing is, they will show you the negative part of it. Don't work with such people. They will kill your morale. You will never get to anywhere in life with them. So soldiers are courageous. Number three, soldiers avoid distraction. Number one, soldiers understand the mission. Number two, soldiers are courageous. Number three, soldiers avoid distraction. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Help me, please. Endure. 2 Timothy 2, that is the passage. Give me New King James. I don't want people to be scared of this suffering. When you know your people, you use the right word for them. So even though hardship means suffering, let's call it hardship so that they will not know it's suffering. They just use that. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. So there are some things soldiers don't get entangled with. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Let's read one. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that has been displayed to us in Hebrews 11, let us lay aside every weight. Weight is distraction. And the sin which so easily ensnare, easily beset us, let us set them aside. A soldier does away with distractions. Even from the uniform. A soldier is smart. A soldier is quick. Even from the dressing. He is dressed to kill. He is dressed to maximize impact. He is dressed to be effective. He does not wear agbada to battle. Have you seen a wrestler wearing agbada before? It makes the battle easy. You just carry the clothes and wrap it around his head and pull him down. Use the agbada to tie him. A soldier minds the way he dresses. He does not give room for distraction. So there are some things we no longer call sin. We call them weakness. We call them error. We call them mistake. We call them my own cross. We say everybody is broken. They are the sins that are easily beset. They bring distractions to a soldier. And God is saying, do away with those things that easily beset you. Every soldier is heavenly minded. He takes away every distraction. You are too distracted, sir, ma. The Lord needs you to be a soldier. So a soldier
avoids every distraction. A soldier is single-minded. Psalm 16:8. He avoids every distraction. He is single-minded. Psalm 16:8. Therefore, Allah said, "My 16:8. Oh my God. Can we read together? I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not single-minded. All his aim is the mission. Setting the Lord and the Lord's mission before him. Soldiers avoid distraction. Number four, soldiers obey the commander without complaint. John 14:23. Soldiers obey the commander without complaint. It is soldiers that gave us the slang, obey the last command. Obey before complaint. And we use it up and down. Soldiers obey without complaint. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will obey me. He will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Oh Lord, come to this house. Let your presence go with me. There are conditions attached to that. And the condition is this. Look at it again. And Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will obey me. He will keep my word. He will keep my instruction. And my Father will love him. And what? We, my Father and I, and the Holy Spirit, we will come to him and make our home with him. It comes from loving and obeying him. So just obey without complaint. They believe in the foresight, in the integrity of the commanding officer. They believe in the experience of the commanding officer. And therefore, they obey him without complaint. Soldiers, obey. You need obedience to succeed in every facet of life. Listen to me. You need obedience to succeed in every facet of life. Listen. Example, if you go to an organization to work, every organization you go to work, they will give you rules and laws of organization. Even your community group from your village in Abuja, they have rules and regulations. Your office has conditions of service, rules and regulations. The Bible has rules, and anyone that does not obey does not amount to anything in life. Soldiers obey without any form of complaint. So God needs our total obedience. He needs our immediate obedience. We are supposed to follow orders. We are supposed to follow directives. We are supposed to submit to the will of the commander. Can I close this point with this? Know that every disobedience is an affront on God. And soldiers, because of discipline, obedience is easier for them than disobedience. Can I repeat myself? Soldiers, because of discipline, obedience is easier for them than disobedience. Do you know that after you have reached maturity, serve the Lord for a while, it's almost difficult for you to do some things wrong. And it's easier for you to do the right things. Even though at the beginning, it was difficult for you to do the right things. By reason of training and discipline, obedience becomes easier than disobedience. When disobedience is easy for you than obedience, you have not undergone the disciplines of a soldier. No.
brethren,
that you are a soldier,
and obedience must come easy for you than disobedience. Every disobedience is an affront on God.
1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27.
Soldiers are disciplined. Soldiers are disciplined.
Soldiers are disciplined. 1 Corinthians 9, 24.
To 27.
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize?
Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. I run with certainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
You know that when there is no opponent, everybody can be a good boxer. Do you know? When there is no opponent, you can't see me, John Cena. Was it Mike Tyson that says everyone is a good boxer until you receive the first blow? But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself become disqualified. So that means, look at verse 27 with me. Let's read it together and look for some explanation. Let's go. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself might become. That means if we are not disciplined, we can become disqualified. Do you know that? Do you know if you are recruited into the army and they are doing all the endurance strength, all those training are what make them to enlist them fully. When you fail the test of discipline, you are disqualified. And listen, you are a soldier in the army of the Lord. Be disciplined. Don't be disqualified. Every athlete that are mounted to anything, trained and trained and trained. Can I tell you this, please? Listen to me. Potential, talents, they are not enough. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example using football. One of the most talented footballers I've ever watched play is Ronaldinho. But around 28, Ronaldinho was finished. Why? He doesn't train. When people are training, he's going to parties. Lampard came second in a vote with him some time ago. Lampard played like 20, 34. He was not as talented as him, but he was always training. He was always training. Listen, even when you don't have talent and you work hard and you discipline yourself, you will do better than a talented person. But a person that is talented, that works hard and trains, nobody can catch him. See, there is hope for everybody on earth as long as you are disciplined and you can work hard. Can I repeat that? There is hope for everybody on earth, even if you have no potential, even when you are not talented, as long as you are disciplined. And you do the right thing. Muhammad Ali will say, when he's jogging on the street of Philadelphia, jogging, East Philadelphia, where he grew up, jogging, and there is cold, everybody's asleep at that time, jogging the snow. He said, Ali, one more hour, do it one more time. Soon, everybody will celebrate you in the world. Soon, everybody will know your name in the world. Continue. In the dark, in the water, in the snow. He continued. Today, there's nobody that does not know Muhammad Ali, even though he's long dead. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, they were all throwing the ball. Some will give them ball.
They will use something to cover their face. They will throw 3 points. 3 points. Throwing every day. Every day. There are many footballers that after training, they wait, they come back. They are practicing free kick. They are practicing. There are some people they have never practiced before. They will put the ball. I want to play it. They will now kick penalty to throw. Why? No training. When you don't train yourself in your life, your penalty kick with no keeper, you will bring it to throw. Why? Lack of discipline. It looks funny. And lack of training. Are we here? You need discipline to amount to anything in life. Anything, anywhere you get to in life and you're not disciplined, you'll be disgraced publicly there. I tell you. I tell you. Go and check anyone, everyone that is not disciplined. When they can rise. But whatever took them there cannot keep them there. They will always fall. Why? They are not disciplined. So learn to say no to some things now. Learn to say no to food. In fact, the Bible says if you are eating with the king, put a knife on your throat. It's not everything. You just carry this one. You know, if we take some of you to parties, you will disgrace us because of lack of discipline. Anything that is on the buffet table, every combination, they will carry small of what, and they will not carry like this. On a big tray and drop it. Some of you have 2 bags of rice at home. When you come to place, you have eaten. You will still carry like 5 to your children at home. Did the person invite you to feed your family? Are you not ashamed? Must somebody become bankrupt because he invited you for a party? Can I have taken away my children? Were your children invited? That's why we have impoverished many people. After their wedding, 3 years, they have not survived. And if you are here in this church, reception, no be wedding. They must not eat there. One of the greatest people I have had a personal encounter with is Dr. Fagbemi in Sokoto. I brought him here. He has come to preach in our church like twice. Were you in church when he told you about his wedding? As people were finishing, there was something in nylon bag, your food, as they are giving you. He said, Robbie, that's how I carry my own. When you sit under one tree, was it? Say, God, thank you. I married at last. See, we have done wedding in this church at 6 a.m. before. If you want it by 12 noon, I will do it for you. As long as you give me a good reason why you must do it in the darkness. Thursday, we will do. In the morning, we will do. You want 10 people, we will invite only 10 people. You want those to lock the door, we will lock the door. Don't kill yourself because of others. Who told you there must be Ashwebi? Are you still in church? This year will be 19 years that I've been married. If we come to 20, I can decide to do 2 midday and invite all of you again. And you dance if you want. If you don't like, don't dance. And your problem? Do you understand? Because I have the money to do what I want to do. But when I don't have it, calm down. Are we here? Can I talk to the women? Don't let your time pass you because you are on Instagram. Don't let TikTok put you into trouble. Bella Niger. Is it Bella Niger? Bella Niger wedding. Linda. In those days, during our time, it used to be Dele Momodu's for the ovation. When we are always checking and say, look at this dress. My God, why have thou? Listen to me. Be disciplined. The person when you impress, know they look at you. The person you are competing with does not have your time. He is too busy making money for the kingdom. He is too busy moving the kingdom forward. He's too busy moving the mission forward. Stop wasting your time. Do you understand what we are talking about? There is nowhere in the Bible that gave us the kind of dress to wear for wedding. You want red, you want pink, you want blue, wear them. If not black you want, wear them. Now your day. Are we in church? There is nowhere the robe, the suit must be new. It must be worth 250,000. All the reason we are under pressure is man-made. Discipline will deliver you from it. Do you understand? There is nowhere that says we must invite everybody to our wedding. If not 40 people. One of the best weddings I've attended, I keep saying it, was my brother-in-law's wedding. The reception was in the garage of a father-in-law. Garage, car garage. The tables were in the middle. The bride's family were here. The groom's family were here. We were no more than 50 at that reception. And it was in the father-in-law's house. And it was one of the most wonderful receptions I've ever attended. Because everything went around for the few people there. There was no, you know, it was LJ, I tell you. It was beautiful. It had everything that is needed in the wedding. Stop kidding yourself. Can I hear you say discipline? For some of you that are already married, that you are thinking of that mega celebration. I'm not against mega celebration. I'm a Yoruba person. I like parties. But I like parties you can afford without borrowing, not to please people. Do we understand? Be disciplined. I ask that the Lord will give you all the grace to understand what we are telling you, and grace for obedience in the name of Jesus. So what you need to do is to remove some things from your mind. Cast it aside. You can do it later. And get married first. And do it low key. Don't invite your enemy to your wedding. Let the person not come and touch your head in the name of dancing. Let them not give you a money in the name of gift. Beware. Some of us are pastors. We are tired of deliverances we made after weddings. We are tired. Do you understand what I'm talking to you about? Hello, do you understand what I'm talking to you about? A pastor friend of mine had a church member that had a difficulty after wedding. He took the man and said, take me to where your wedding gift are. They started removing the wedding gift and they saw a small coffin in one of the gifts. Small coffin. Tied with red something. One of the gifts. Beware. Be disciplined. Can you have a wedding and say nobody should give me gift? You will not do that because you calculated the gift as part of the income for the wedding. You want to make money for the wedding. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. You know, when people do wedding, they will calculate that people will spend this amount on me. And then rain will fall. And there will be nobody spend their money. The people they are owning will not come. He said, didn't you say that rain fell? I have not gotten the money. Come back after 2 months. Don't calculate. You can't imagine how much I'm going to give you during wedding. I can decide not to give you. Now me send you go marry. So why are you expecting that you are calculating? Say, Pastor, when Ifyan he they marry, Pastor give Ifyan 250,000. Me, I dey work for church. Now me they clean Pastor car. Pastor give me like 400,000. May I write that one down? Do you know the thing where Pastor they do part time? Please, I beg you. I will not want us to turn this soldier's talk to a wedding talk. A word is enough for the wise. Can we bow our heads and let's thank him for his goodness and his mercies over us. Let's thank him and say, Lord, may I not be distracted. May I not be distracted. May I not be distracted for the mission. The kingdom is a mission. The growth of the kingdom is a mission. The kingdom of the world becoming the kingdom of Christ and his king. That is a mission. Oh Lord, I live a disciplined life. I live a sacrificial life. I give up everything. To obey and bring the mission to pass. We thank you. Can we lift our two hands and say, my hands shall not be weak. I will not be weak. I will not be weak. I will not get tired of from serving the Lord. I will not get discouraged of serving the Lord. I will not get tired of serving, Every spirit of weariness and distraction, I bind and I cast them away. Every weariness, anything that makes me think, oh, I'll serve you and serve you. Where is my reward? Lord, you are my reward. You yourself are my reward. Nothing. You yourself are my portion. Anything that makes me look for reward in material things, Lord, forgive me. I seek first the kingdom of God, and I know through you all things will be added unto me. I thank you, I glorify you. Every reward of a soldier that has not come to you, let the Lord open the windows of heaven, the doors of heaven, and shower you the blessing of a soldier, the blessing of a soldier, the right, the privileges of a soldier that you have missed. Let the Lord open unto you every aspect in the kingdom that you have taken. Let the Lord return back to you. Multiple fold. Everyone that has served him, let the Lord arise and reward you. Anyone that has been consistent, let the Lord arise and reward you. Your reward will not elude you. Therefore, we receive a grace for reward. A grace for reward. Let the Lord remember you. You have served him. Let him remember you. You have served him. Let him remember you. You have followed him. Let him remember you. You have followed him. Let him remember you. You have followed him. Let him remember you in the name of Jesus. Matthew 19:21. Let's close with that. Oh, sorry. Let me read it from here. No, that's the wrong one. Don't worry about that. I wanted to read the place where Jesus said, everyone that have left all things to follow me will receive more in this life. Everything you think you have lost, you thought you have lost because of serving the Lord, let the Lord reward you multiple fold in return in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up and say, my time of reward is here. Oh Lord, my time of reward for serving as a soldier in the armies of the Lord, being part of a grand forces in this church, outside. Oh Lord, remember what I've done. My time for reward is here. Everything I've done in the kingdom, remember everything I've done in the kingdom, and give me necessary reward. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.